want to talk with Brad Hassard. He's with the Louisiana State Licensing Board for Contractors, and now is a very, very important time for his office. Brad, welcome aboard to Talk 107.3. How are you, man?
Hey, Brian, how are you? I'm in the same position as everybody else, hoping things get better quick.
Bro, you're not kidding, man. It's you got power?
No.
Yeah.
I don't know anybody that has power.
Nor do I. It's there's green spots on the map for sure. Not lucky enough to have any of those. So we're about to start seeing random trucks rolling into town. What do we need to know ahead of time?
Well, I think it's the same things that we try to get out to everybody to begin with. Take your time, read your documents, get you some estimates. Mm-hmm. Licensing is really important. A lot of people don't think so. Licensing, it gives you some level of accountability. At least we'll know who these people truly are.
Right.
Insurance, I tell everybody always, verify insurance, verify, verify. Ask them for their insurance. If they won't give it to you, don't you do business with them. That includes workers' comp insurance. Call the companies and make sure that those policies are still in place. Contracts are really, really important. And that's the problem that we run into sometimes is we don't always abide by the terms of the contracts that we sign. And that makes it really hard that contractors will get ahead of you a little bit. Let's be reasonable in our down payments amount. Any contractor who's really prepared to do your work is going to be in a position where they can front a significant part of that project. It's not unreasonable for a small amount, 50%, 40%, those types of things. That's a sign that it's somebody who's not financially in a position to finish your project, most likely. I know I'm going quick. I'm just trying to get it all in. I know we're limited on time. please don't pay cash. If you have to pay in cash, can we get a receipt and get somebody's name on it? Try to document everything very well. Let's try to see if we can find out who we're actually really dealing with. If it's someone that you don't know, if it's someone that you suspect may be just on the fringes of doing the wrong thing, let's see if we get a photo ID of those people. At least take a license plate number down so we can track them a little bit better. Let law enforcement help you if things go bad. Please verify licensure. That's the biggest thing that we could really say. Please verify licensure. I know there's a lot of damage, and I know there's people coming from everywhere, but there's somewhere around 28,000 contractors in the state who've been vetted by the state.
Yep.
Have been recognized as competent to do that type of work. You can verify their licensure information at our office as it opens. Site is up and going at the moment. Hopefully it's that way. And that's you can go to www.lacontractor.org. And that'll give you our phone number is 225-765-2301. I'm not confident that number is working at the moment, and staff is scattered everywhere, so I'm not sure how we're going to get to that. But we also have a phone app that you can download for Android and or iPhones, mm-hmm. and you can get that on your app store. It's LA Contractor. I think the biggest thing that I'd like to get here do is just take an extra deep breath. I know we're under a lot of pressure, a lot of stress. We've all lost a lot of things trying to get our families back together. Please read your contracts, make good decisions. Whenever you can, get some estimates. Just handle your business. And the thing that I can tell you from experience from dealing with this is it's truly an emotional time for a lot of folks, and they're in a hurry to get everything done, and they want it all done quick. Quick's not always going to be a good solution for you in the long run. If you got to take an extra day to get it, to verify some insurances, and extra day to verify some quality of work references or whatever you're comfortable doing, just remember you're working on your home or your business or whatever, and that's probably one of the big investments you ever make in your life, and you don't get a chance to do that again. So let's just handle this as it's the most important thing in the world and take an extra breath and look ahead. Please verify licenses. Please verify insurances. Please get contracts, good contracts in place, and read them. Contracts can be very tricky. And I'm not sure where else I could tell you is other than to tell everybody to please just pay attention to what you're doing. These are big, major steps in putting your life back together. And one little misstep while we're in a hurry or we didn't pay attention can cost all of us dearly.
Yeah, they absolutely are. And we see it every single storm, regardless of how much we try to get information out there. We see it popping up every single storm. So what are a couple of the key giveaways to look for to know that you're going to be potentially dealing with somebody who isn't above board? What are some of the things that people can be on the lookout for with these interactions that are going to be coming their way?
Well, you know, and I can't say this is true for all of them, but some of the most common things that we see is they demand to pay in cash, mm-hmm. Or the checks are made to cash. They don't meet their timelines. These guys that I hate to say that it's the out of town people, because a lot of them are very honest and upfront and want to do a good job as well. If you've never heard of them and they're not licensed, that's a thing that I think that we probably need to stay away from for the most part. If they don't want to write a contract, if they don't want to share with you their personal information, and I'm not saying social security numbers and, you know, all that type of stuff, but we should be able to identify them. We right. should be able to know that it's Brad Hassard, and this is where Brad lives, and this is his driver's license number. Those are the things, you know, those are the things that help us and help law enforcement try to rectify the problem once there is a problem. And, you know, anybody who's unwilling to be upfront and honest with you, typically seems to be somebody who's not going to be a very easy person to deal with. High pressure is a big tactic and big scare technique that they all use at some point. I can only give you this price today. If I can't, you know, if you don't contract with me today, I don't know when I'll be able to get to you. I get that, and everybody is in a hurry, and everybody wants the best price, and they want their stuff fixed today. Just try to slow down. Yeah. Really, just try to slow down. And if it wouldn't make sense if you were buying a TV or a car, it's not going to make sense when you're buying somebody to fix your house.
And that high pressure tactic is highly effective, because in a time like this, when we want to get back on our feet, and you know, I've got somebody standing right in front of me who tells me, "Look, I'm from out of town, but everybody local's already booked. And if you want to wait 6 months to get any kind of service at all, you could wait. But I'm here today, and if I leave your porch right now, I'm probably not coming back."
That's exactly right. And that, you know, people prey on those who are in emotional distress. And let's be honest, we're all in a little bit of an emotional higher level right mm-hmm. now. You know, mm-hmm. if you've had a total loss or just you got damage, and certainly we're worried about our loved ones and our friends, and we're uncomfortable being hot and may not have water and all those types of things. Promises are easy. Delivery's tough.
Now, along with a contractor potentially asking for too much of a down payment or a deposit, should we be on the lookout for asking for too little as well? Is there like a comfortable medium there?
I can tell you that I know of reputable contractors that don't take any money up front. That doesn't mean that they're better or worse. That just means that's the way that they do business. That could be a sign of, you know, the lower the down payment, I'd feel more comfortable that they're in a position financially to finish through my project. Mm-hmm. So I don't want to say that there's a minimum that you should give. I mean, I got somebody working on my house, and he's taking no money up front, and I'm very comfortable with him. You know, it depends on the business model and how they can work it. But I can tell you one thing that is a guarantee: if they want an exorbitant amount of money up front, they probably don't have the wherewithal to finish through your project.
I remember after the 2016 flood, there was at least one story, I believe possibly two, of a guy going door to door collecting $300 from people, and that was the last anybody ever saw of him.
That's exactly right, and that happens in every storm, every major, you know, storm event, flooding. There's always that one or two or ten guys that run around and do that. You know, if you give me $1,000 today in cash, you know, I'm going to put you on the list, and we'll be started here in the next couple of days. And the problem with that is that those people aren't identified. Nobody knows who they are.
Right.
And you've lost your money. You know, and again, the only thing I can continue to stress is please check for licensure. Please. You can do it on our website, like I said, and you can download the phone app. If they're not licensed, I can't tell you who they are. And most likely nobody else can either.
Check their contracting license, check their driver's license, take a picture of their license plate. If they have any pushback on any of those, they're probably not up to speed to begin with. Yeah,
absolutely. And the only other thing two other things I'd stick in there is some good points is ask for their insurance, ask for their liability and their workers' comp insurance, and let's verify those policies are actually real policies and just mm-hmm. not a piece of paper printed off their computer. You know, let's make sure that we do that for sure. Get everything in writing. Make sure you have a contract. We've seen cases with $150,000, $200,000 of renovation where there's no contract. It's just a verbal agreement. And we all know how that went.
That is baffling to me. But we see it every single time.
Yes, sir.
Desperation makes people do things.
And these are, you know, these are not silly, dumb people by any means. These are people who are just under some emotional stress or in a hurry to get their things going. And they're just trying to move along as best as they know how. And that's what I mentioned a couple of times. Just slow down. I understand the pressures. I really do. All of us do. We all are in the same boat here. But if you can take an extra 6 hours, 8 hours, or even a day, if he's a good contractor, he understands, and we'll move on from there.
He is Brad Hastert from the Louisiana State Licensing Board for Contractors. Thank you for hopping on with us today, man.
Yes, sir. If I can help anyway, please call our office.
I'm hanging on to your number for sure.